Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Ralph Basham, Director of the U.S. Secret Service. And joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel.
Ralph, the world has changed quite a bit since 2001. We see the importance of security in our lives on a day-to-day basis. We talk about the balance of security and trade. I'm interested to get your perspective on how you feel security will play out for the next couple of years. Is it much like safety was in the 70s and 80s, where it's something that we just need to build into our daily processes and manufacturing processes and products, et cetera?
Dave, I think that what we will see is that, I believe Secretary Ridge made several comments that we want security to be ingrained in our daily lives. Not that it should dominate our daily lives, that look, no agency, no government entity, no matter how large, no matter how well-funded, can single-handedly deal with this problem or with this issue of security. It's going to take every single entity, whether it be federal, state, local, private citizens, in order to ensure that we have a safe, secure, open society. And we don't want to create a paranoia out there, although the Secret Service is, I suppose, paid to be paranoid, which is probably a good thing. But it has to be inculcated into the thinking of everybody in this country. And if you think about the fact that the adversary, their goal, their mission is to attack us in our homes and our places of work, our places of worship, to attack our nation's leaders. And it is our responsibility, my responsibility, as well as everyone in this country, I believe, is to ensure they don't succeed in accomplishing their goal. And we have to ensure that our citizens and our leaders are capable of living and working and worshiping and leading in that in a safe, secure environment. And so it has to become a part of the way we think. Corporations have a responsibility to protect their own assets, whether it's a nuclear power plant somewhere or if it's a financial infrastructure. All those are subject to and susceptible to attacks. And I think what hopefully will happen is we all working together, creating these partnerships, creating that sense of making sure we're looking out for one another, and that we do if we see a problem, if we see something that concerns us, that we notify someone. We never know when one piece of information may in fact lead to a solution that would prevent our citizens or this country from being attacked.
So how much of the mission in the future of the Secret Service is going to be the promotion of security understanding by private citizens, by public corporations? How much of it will be the development of this continued thinking in the public?
I think the idea behind the creation of the Department of Homeland Security was to do just that. And that was to bring all of the various parts together, all 22 agencies that had some responsibility in the area of security and safety together. And to be able to provide a one face at the border, if you will, and one face to the American public that's charged with that responsibility of providing information not only to our federal counterparts but to our state and local counterparts, to American citizens, information that they can use in order to provide their, in many respects, their own safe, secure environment. And so, therefore, I think the idea, the administration's idea of bringing these various components together and sharing that information, sharing those resources, and giving the federal government one face is going to be the key to the future in terms of a safe, secure America.
So in the course of this morning, we've talked about more change in the Secret Service over the past 5 years than in many decades before that. We've seen a transition from Treasury to the Department of Homeland Security. We've seen a transition to a culture in prevention of terrorism. And we've seen investigation and prevention in the world of the Internet and cybercrime. Do you see major trends coming that will carry as much impact and change in the organization in the next 5 to 10 years?
I really cannot say that I'm such a visionary that I can answer that question in a articulate fashion. I can only say that the Secret Service recognizes we've got to be constantly looking for opportunities to better carry out this mission and this function. As I said earlier, I think technology is the key. And even within the Department of Homeland Security, we are relying upon other elements within that department to assist us in coming up with strategies and coming up with methods that we can apply to our mission. And at the same time, we're looking for opportunities to provide the Department of Homeland Security with whether it be expertise or resources to assist them in that same fashion. So I should never be shocked at developments, although I am. But I'm afraid I probably couldn't give you a good answer as to what the future holds with respect to the challenges and perhaps the solutions.
Ralph, it's clear from our conversation that you're a dedicated public servant who's spent his entire career in public sector or law enforcement. What advice from that perspective would you give someone interested in a career in public service and maybe even concentrating, focusing on law enforcement?
Well, I have to tell you that I don't know that I could imagine a more rewarding career, public service. Recognizing that it brings with it challenges and certainly personal and professional sacrifices, which I have and all of us have had to make, and particularly in law enforcement. These officers, agents, and personnel are willing to go out every day and go about their jobs recognizing that the threat is there every day, that they may not return home to their family and to their loved ones. But having said that, a career in law enforcement is one that is incredibly exciting, challenging. Opportunities within the Secret Service are not limited just to the gun-carrying individuals, agents and officers. We have technicians and scientists and forensic experts and analysts and just a wide range of responsibilities and jobs that are out there that are available to individuals who do want to get involved in public service. And regardless of whether it's law enforcement or whatever, again, I go back to it's just there is, in my opinion, no more rewarding career than to be able to provide a service to this country and to its citizens. And, you know, it's, as I said, the mission of the Secret Service has changed over the years. The skills necessary to do the job today are different than they were when I came on the job. And I would strongly recommend, whether it's the Secret Service or wherever it may be, that someone who's interested in law enforcement should do research, the missions and the responsibilities of those organizations that they may have an interest in. I tell you, one of the most disappointing things that I see when individuals come in and they're looking for employment is that they don't know exactly what the agency is tasked and the responsibilities the agencies have. You need to have an understanding of when you walk in that to that interview or that session, what the mission is, and how can you provide a service to that mission and that responsibility. But we are constantly recruiting and looking for individuals who are looking for a career that is, I consider, very fast-paced and rewarding, and yet, same time, can be incredibly fun. So, you know, if anyone is interested in looking at what the opportunities are within the Secret Service, they can certainly go to our website, www.secretservice.gov, and that would provide them with a lot of information about the organization. But I would encourage them to not just look at the service, but to expand across. The FBI is a wonderful agency, ATF. So there's a lot of opportunities. But having said that, too, looking to gain experiences in a wide range of positions that will help them as they apply for positions within government, particularly in law enforcement.
Ralph, that'll have to be our last question. We're out of time. Dave and I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, Dave, Paul, it's been a great experience and a wonderful opportunity to tell people about the mission and the great organization that the Secret Service is. And I know you all provide a tremendous service to the public as well. So thank you very much for the opportunity, and I hope it's been informative.
Thank you very much, Ralph. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring conversation with Ralph Basham, Director of the U.S. Secret Service. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs. You can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Radio Hour, I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.